It's a seaplane based kind of day. Saturday out here, a beautiful, beautiful day. The venue, and Shane Albers has been kind enough to have us join him as we do every year out here for, really, it's the, you know, the last day for my show On the Fly. Of course, EA Radio will be on until about 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, just prior to the wind down. And so you could continue to listen to all your favorite things on EA Radio. Seaplane Base is one of my favorite venues. I always come out here the last day of my show for one reason, and that is because, Shane, you have such a great venue out here, such fantastic people, great volunteers. Not to say that the other venues don't, but you always have something to show off out here, and we appreciate being part of it. So with that said, you have put together some people for us to talk to. What do we have up next?
Yeah, so I'd like to introduce you here, J-Mont G, to Ryan. Ryan is he's one of my volunteers out here, and he speaks to the persistence of following your dream. You see, Ryan wants nothing more than to become a pilot. And, well, Ryan, why don't you kind of just chime in here right here? What were you able to just accomplish on your third try here?
So I applied for the Ray Foundation Scholarship through Wings Over the Rockies, and on my third try, I turned it in 11:59, 1 minute before the due date, and I finally got it.
Sound like a typical high school student. Wait till the very last second to get your assignment in, right? But, Ryan, you're from Fort Collins, Colorado, and so that is your chapter there?
Yes, but our chapter is kind of dead.
Oh,
well, we have a meeting like once a year.
It's time to revitalize that chapter, wouldn't you say?
We've been trying.
Well, and it starts right here with the young blood reinvigorating the airplanes and reinvigorating aviation as a whole. And that was actually my message last night at the Watermelon Social is, as aviators, there's a responsibility to keep this aviation industry going and thriving.
That's right. So, Ryan, where are you at in your progression? Well, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay, that's a good age for aviation because guess what? You can get your private pilot certificate when you turn 17. Are you working on that now or do you already have it?
So I won the scholarship about 2 weeks before EA started.
Oh, okay.
So
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I wasn't able to begin any of my flight training. So once I get back from this, I'm going to.
What's your plan? You have a good flight school there?
I do. I'm going to be working with Leading Edge. And then go from there.
Yeah. So Leading Edge has programs for private, instrument, commercial, multi-engine, the whole.
Yes,
do you know the people who run that school?
We have met them, yes.
Okay.
They're very nice.
And does your dad fly?
No, I have no aviation in my family.
So when you come out here, do they basically say, pack your bag, Ryan, you're going to go hang out at the seaplane base for, you know, a week and see you when you get back?
I kind of have to force them because my mom always wants to go to Sturgis instead.
Well, Sturgis is on the way home from this, Ryan.
Exactly, but she wants to just hang out with her friends, and she likes to go on really big, long road trips with her friends on her motorcycle, so she'd rather be doing that than this.
So
I'd rather be doing this than that. So,
Shane, 1 year I also like Sturgis, and 1 year after EA, I put my airplane in a hangar up here to the north, up by Brennan up there, for a week. And then I came back and I flew it straight across to Sturgis and stayed in. That was the 1 year Sturgis had an air show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, gosh, I think it was 2005 or something. But it happened once and had big names and it was fantastic. And getting those bikers to come out the airport was like pulling teeth. They wanted to stay in town. So, I mean, you know, that's not unusual to hear. There's not a whole lot of mix there. But I will tell you that your mom would love this.
I mean, she's right there.
Oh, okay. Well, so you did talk her into coming after all. That's awesome. Tina, hi. Thanks for bringing your son. This is our future in aviation right here. That blood, sweat, and tears.
So, you know, just to talk about Ryan, just real quick, what this young man does and why he impresses me and why I'm not surprised that he won the scholarship. He's one of the kids that'll be running around here. Hey, Shane, what do you have? Hey, what job can I do? And, you know, we have some kind of grunt jobs. They're not fun jobs. And, well, Ryan graciously grabs the pitchfork and cleans off the beach. He's right there in line, ready to rock and roll every single day. And we thank him for his volunteer service out here. And we're just so proud of him and happy for him that he's able to drive towards his future and his dreams here.
So, Ryan, we call that paying your dues, and Shane did that. When I first met Shane, he was a little older than you, but not much, and you were the one that was running around pitchforking.
And
look where he is now. So,
that's right.
That's right. That's how it goes.
It's been kind of boring because the last 3 days you haven't had anything for me to do.
Well, you're hanging
to work.
By the way, the beach needs to be cleaned. Yeah, <right? laughs>
you're hanging out with seaplanes, though, and great people. You know,
life's good.
Life is good. So, what do you see? What's your dream? Like your future? There's a lot of avenues in aviation. What is the path that you envision for yourself?
So I have a lot of different pathways I'm thinking of. My main goal is to become a corporate pilot right now. But I'm also thinking about the Guard, Reserve.
It's a great way to serve
Bush
your country.
Pilot up in Alaska, airlines.
Yeah, so, well, a lot of avenues. So
college.
So basically you want to do everything, it sounds like.
I'd like to.
Well, you know, and then speaking, though, of here, you know, you had the opportunity, and you still have this opportunity with seaplanes. And the awesome thing about this place right here is the connections just to the people that you're able to have. I mean, flying seaplanes is it's a lifestyle, right? You know, first you have an airplane that you can just take off from an airport and land at an airport, right? And then you have the opportunity to put floats on it, and now you can take off from that airport if it's amphibious, and you can land in the Caribbean. Or you can go up to Canada fishing, or you can charter people up in Canada to do their fishing. So, you know, just talking about seaplanes, it's so much more deeply rooted than just flying airplanes here.
Yeah, and there are quite a few seaplane careers, and you know, as you spend time with this organization, you will develop relationships that will benefit you later on. Trying to figure out what way you want to go. So that's one great thing about aviation is there's always people to mentor you, to give you information that you need, to try and help you make those decisions using your resources. So where are you at in school now?
I'm going to be a senior.
Oh, a senior. So, yeah, that's the best year of high school, obviously, for a lot of different reasons. But then what's your plan after that?
So before coming out to EAA, me and my mother, we went and traveled – and toured a bunch of colleges, such as Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan.
UND?
After this, we're going to go up to UND and Mankato.
And then there's always Metro State in Denver.
Yep.
So you're kind of what would be considered a hometown university, yep. I guess, for aviation. So, yeah, there's a lot of options. And you're looking forward to getting your private with the Ray Scholarship, right? And then you'll do the rest of your ratings wherever you go to school. Is that the plan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm also looking into Aviate and Propel.
Perfect.
But
yeah. Well, I'm a United guy, so I Aviate, but I have friends here that are Delta. They say Propel, but whatever fits for you, you know, they're both good programs. So, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, tell us a little bit more. How'd you come out here to Seaplane Base? Like, what drew you here? How'd you guys come here? And then why do you keep coming back and fighting mom on going to Sturgis or not, right?
Well, when I was 7, we first came out to EAA. And then we just stayed at the main base. We had no idea this existed. And then the next year, we came out here. And this one dude, I forget his name. He was the nicest guy. And he said, you guys got to go to Seabase. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's relaxing. So we did.
And now here you.
Been here ever since.
Yeah, and here ever since. Yeah.
Did that experience, is that what drove you to airplanes and brought you closer to the love? I mean, you're at the mecca of airplanes. Let's call it what it is. You're at the world's busiest seaplane base. Right? Talk to that experience. Did that help drive you forward?
Oh, definitely. I mean, my first year coming to EAA, I was kind of interested. But then I was able to connect with Young Eagles, and I was able to get a Young Eagles flight. And that just really, really sparked it. And then coming back here with that spark just grew into a flame.
Did you do your Young Eagles flight here at Oshkosh? They did it here for a while.
They used to, yes.
Yeah, they used to. Or did you do it locally?
I did it locally.
Okay, great, great. So senior in high school this coming year, Ray Scholarship. It's going to pay for your private. Very, very awesome. The Ray Foundation not only does some scholarships, they do a lot of different things for EA and aviation, and this is one of them, so congratulations on that. The Seaplane Pilots Association, are you a member of that?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Yeah, because one of the things about the Seaplane Pilots Association is their advocacy efforts. And whereas EA does a lot of general advocacy for general aviation, home building, that kind of, the Seaplane Pilots Association does a lot of seaplane advocacy, which is environmental stuff and working with states and trying to keep access alive for float planes. And so good for you for joining the SPA at such a young age.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you know, what's your favorite thing to do down here? I mean, because we do have volunteer opportunities. And in fact, we have, I'd have to talk to Kim, but we have 15 new volunteers that just walked into this place this year and said, my goodness, how can I help? What can I do? So what's your favorite thing to do out here?
To be honest, everything.
Wow.
I don't like being stuck at one position. This year, I've kind of been stuck at one position more. But I just love doing some maintenance, doing some cleanup, towing some boats.
So there is kind of, Shane, a seniority system here, right? So you start out when you're young doing the tasks that you would expect to do when you're kind of the newbie on the scene. But then, you know, there's a lot of – so the boats, so an airplane comes in, they land out here, and they pull into the harbor – talk to the harbor master out here, right, on the radio.
Correct.
Get cleared into the harbor. And then it requires some, some activity, which is boats, basically go out and greet them, right?
Correct.
So at what point, how old, first of all, and at what point can Ryan elevate to that level? Because I'm sure that's volunteers out here. That's got to be one of the top jobs that everyone
wants.
That's
right, and it's one of the toughest jobs, I'll tell you. This team out here that tows airplanes, they make it look easy. To become a towboat driver, you need to get the Wisconsin boater certification, the safety certification. So get that. It's really easy to do. It's online. So that it starts there. And then from that point, it takes about 3 to 4 years to train a driver that knows already how to operate a tiller to be able to move an airplane from a dock out to our mooring field. So it's a really technical job. I don't even know how to describe it. It's a series of ropes and booms that we hook to the front of the cleats that we connect our boats to the front of the airplane. And then under power, we're able to take them out to the mooring field and hook them up to our buoys.
Yeah, they look easy, but it's much more complicated.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of safety stuff involved and knowing weather and knowing where stuff is in the harbor, et cetera, et cetera. So one of these days, if you keep coming back, Ryan, well, you go online in Collins, Colorado, and bang out that course.
That's right.
And get your certificate, and then show up. And you know, if you keep showing up, going, I'm here. You can elevate to that level eventually.
That's right. Never know where it goes.
We're on the flight, the seaplane base. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Got lots more stuff going on here to talk about. You're listening to EAA Radio.